Black lace and blessed sacrament. Fashion is devotion, not vanity. Pull up a chair in the candlelit corner of your mind, and let's talk about something that hits right at the heart of who we are as Christian goths. We chase that vibe, not to turn heads for vanity, but to whisper a quiet prayer in the dark with every thread and symbol. You know how they look at our style? All those flowing black fabrics, the crosses hanging heavy around necks, the veils that drape like secrets, and they call it dramatic, rebellious, whatever. But for us, it's different. This devotion is dressed up in midnight hues, a way to be faithful to Christ without blending into the bright lights that never felt like home anyway. When you put on that black lace veil before going into the chapel or even lighting a candle at home, you're not trying to look cool, just reminding yourself of the mystery of faith. Just like the saints veiled themselves in humility. It's lace, delicate yet strong, and it's also the way our souls feel, fragile in a broken world, but held together by grace. And the blessed sacrament is at the center of it all. We carry crucifixes not as edgy accessories but as anchors, little pieces of the altar we wear close to our skin so that every breath draws us back to the table where bread becomes body and wine becomes blood. With fashion like this, everyday dressing becomes an act of remembering, a devotion that walks through the shadows with us instead of hiding from them. I'll break it down a bit more casually. People think goth style is vanity, like we're all about the mirror and the pose. But in Christian goth, we do the opposite. A corset that cinches tight reminds us of discipline and prayer, the way we bring our scattered thoughts back to God. Whether it's fishnet sleeves or long coats that swirl like cloaks, they're modern versions of God's armor, not flashy but functional for a faith that doesn't flinch in the dark. We're not chasing trends to impress the world. We're curating a wardrobe that speaks the language of our hearts, where darkness isn't evil, but the canvas where Christ's light shines brightest. When you put those black boots on, the ground feels steadier because each step is a pilgrimage. Getting back to scripture without sounding like a lecture is hard. Remember, the Bible tells us to clothe the naked and how our outer layers can reflect our inner renewal. We take that and run with it in our own way. A rosary wrapped around a wrist like a bracelet, that's not decoration. It's a chain of prayers you can reach for comfort during the day. You can reclaim symbols for the kingdom by turning a pentagram upside down into a cross pendant. This is devotion in fabric form, showing the world that our faith isn't pastel and polite. It's deep, layered, and mysterious, like the Gothic cathedrals that still stand after centuries. It's the little things that add up to something sacred in the everyday. You choose the black lace blouse over the plain one because it feels like you're wrapped up in Mary's mantle of grace and strength. Because the blessed sacrament sustains us through long nights of doubt, you pin a pin shaped like a host near your heart. Dressing like a living liturgy is not vanity when you want to glorify. Christian goths understand this in a way that feels different. We live in a culture that loves bright and shiny, but we find God in the velvet shadows, in the lace that catches light just right. Now let's talk practical, because this isn't some lofty idea. How do you make your closet a place of devotion instead of a trap for pride? Start simple. Lay out your clothes the night before and pray over them. Ask God to bless your choices. Embroider your skirt with thorns and roses, symbolizing the crown of Christ. Layer in sacramentals, a scapular under the shirt, a medal in the pocket. The world might see a goth outfit. We see a walking chapel, proof that beauty and faith can coexist. We know better than critics that it's vanity. Vanity happens when clothes own you, when the look becomes the god. Devotion happens when clothes point beyond themselves to the one who made us. Black lace does not compete with the holy sacrament. It frames it, draws the eye to it, makes it feel intimate and real. In a world full of fast fashion and empty trends, our style slows us down and roots us in something eternal. Yes, it's rebellion, but it's the holy kind, the kind that says darkness belongs to God too. Christian goths share tips on thrifting for the perfect veil or modifying dresses to include hidden prayers in person and online. It builds us up, makes us realize we're not alone in choosing this path. When fashion becomes devotional, it's like fellowship. Every zip and button should be an opportunity to remember who we serve. No one's perfect, but the intention matters. What matters is the heart behind the hemline. Don't forget that black lace and blessed sacrament aren't just words. They're called to let your style speak to you. Let your fabrics flow like psalms. Let your symbols shine like incense rising. Fashion isn't the enemy of faith. In the right hands, with the right heart, it's one of its most beautiful expressions. So next time you look in the mirror, don't ask if it looks good. Ask if it feels like devotion to you. Ultimately, that's what lasts, even when the trends fade and the lights go out. Your style can be a sacrament, worn with love and offered back to the one who clothes us in righteousness. As you get deeper into Christian Goth identity, you see how clothing choices echo the incarnation itself. God took on flesh, became visible in a broken world. Our faith becomes visible through fabric, in a style that feels true to our shadows and our light. It's not shallow. It's incarnational living at its best. You wear the darkness so the light can pierce it clearer. That's the magic, friends. With black lace catching candlelight and refracting it back like 1,000 tiny stars, and a blessed sacrament necklace that pulses with prayer, every outfit becomes an invitation to worship. The long black coat with its deep pockets is like a portable confessional, where you can carry your burdens and still move forward. Or the fingerless gloves that keep your Bible or rosary in place. A practical devotion wrapped with edge. The makeup, the dark lips, the smoky eyes, they frame the face like a stained glass window. As casual as it sounds, this is how we live the faith when the world feels too bright and too loud. We cloak ourselves in beauty that points upwards. The truth is, it takes courage sometimes. Society pushes back, calls it weird or contradictory. But we stand firm because we know the truth. Devotion isn't about how normal we look. It's about how faithfully we point to Christ in everything we wear, even our clothes. So keep making, keep wearing, keep praying through the lace and the leather and the lace. The blessed sacrament waits at the center, and fashion just helps us get closer to it.